Congratulations, you've made an excellent life choice today. You're displaying strong character and good taste by tuning into this infotainment web zone. We're poorly informed and highly opinionated. This is Idiots Discuss the Universe.
We could just do old gold.
There's so much gold.
Yeah.
There's so much gold out there. Some would say too much gold. Oh, you hanging up the cowboy hat?
It doesn't. It's not working.
Oh, it doesn't work with the headphones.
It's not working with the mouse ears, baby.
I like it, though.
I do, too.
It's got a Hunter S. Thompson vibe.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like more of like an Australian outback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you put it over the headphones. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, that's great.
See, I don't know how they do that in the helicopter. You got like the wily guy that runs the helicopter, and he's got like one of these straw hats on, but he's also got the
headphones.
Yeah, but I don't want to stretch it out.
It's probably like a custom situation, you know.
It is some sort of situation.
Custom made headphones.
So how you been, Spencer?
I've been good.
Yeah.
I've been good.
Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung. It's an exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our I don't know if you forgot, or I think you might have forgotten. I'm mad at you now. Today's our anniversary, Craig.
Oh shit!
He forgot.
I forgot.
I am livid. I'm gonna give you the silent treatment. Watch.
Oh, that's nice. Oh man, what else can I forget?
You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to say that, Craig.
That's why I'm divorced. Da, 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 da. You're not supposed to say that, but I say it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that just fucking is like skiing, baby, just fucking south from that point forward.
No effort.
Yeah, just up that thing.
Up
and then,
the thing and then
woo, that's a fun ride down.
Yeah.
Hit a couple moguls maybe on the way down. Yep. But you know, you learn how to lean away from that. Use your weight. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's true. It's about roughly our 1 year anniversary here at Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Idiots Discuss the Universe decided they were Idiots Discuss the Universe. You know, I do think it was just about, I'm not sure what day of the week it was or when that was, but that was a late evening a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time.
Because I know
flies.
We did like six episodes. Did we do six episodes before we put any episodes out?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. It was before we released it. Released anything.
Yeah.
We were recording some stuff, seeing if it was even a viable idea. And we're like, hey, we actually might be kind of good at this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think it was more, we're hopelessly bored, and this is something to do.
Yes, exactly.
Yay, yeah. Something to do.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe like, you know, as men in the 21st century, maybe we needed like more of an excuse just to hang out and sit across from each other and have long-winded conversations.
I think so. I mean, I think that's part of it, because you don't slow down and do that sort of thing today on the level that, because I realize like, man, your whole life has been like a preparation for podcasting, because really more than like liking to go to like shows or going to bars or pretty much any activity, man, I would much more love to like sit down across the table with like something good to drink and something to snack on with someone that's seriously engaged and intelligent.
Yeah.
And have a like 3 or 4 hour meandering conversation about that. I mean, that's always been like one of my keenest enjoyments.
Yeah, same.
You know, it always has been.
Totally.
Since high school.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like just taking that up one notch and kind of formalizing certain elements about it in a way that makes it more pleasurable and directed, I think.
Yeah.
But it's essentially the same thing.
Yeah, there's a little more structure, you're kind of measuring your words a little bit more, although everyone knows here we don't do
well,
that a
micro-
whole lot.
The microphones change it.
It does.
I mean, we do it. We do. I said do.
We do it. See?
Yeah.
You did that on purpose.
Yeah, I did.
100% intentional.
100%.
But yeah, Craig, this has been awesome.
It has been awesome.
Yeah.
It's been a...
We're show no signs of slowing down. No, we just checked our analytics, and,
yeah, and
not
boom,
to brag,
boom,
not
boom,
to brag,
boom, in the boom,
know,
boom
humbly,
room.
Humbly, 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 speaking
thank
humbly,
you.
We might
thank
have
you.
We're taking off a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's kind of done that. Next, I don't know. Well, I don't want to curse anything.
I don't want to curse,
but I'd really love to thank all of our new listeners, because
yes.
I think that we do have a bunch of new listeners at the moment, and wherever out there in the inner zones that are featuring our podcast or what's going on, we can't really figure out where these listeners
mystery.
Are coming from. They seem to be majority of them coming from California and New York State, you know, from what I can
elites.
Tell, but I can't tell. It just seems like maybe we're getting like some feature on, you know, we're in like that, you know, that first page when
I'm
you open up
your... I'm
convinced
it's something to do with the algorithm. It's some algorithmic boost.
But...
I don't know.
It's an algorithmic boost that pushed... That's pushing us into that... You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get on to, like, whatever pod zone that you're going on, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, suggested pods that you can listen to, and you go to, like, comedy or dipshits or whatever it is that we're under there, you know, barely coherent or whatever, ramblings or whatever it is, and then, like, we're, like, the seventh or eighth one in.
Cool.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Some recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I fucking want to thank everyone who's listening to us, who's a new fan, and every OG fan who's out there, because we know
fans.
Who you are.
We do. And
we
love you.
We fucking
love
you
a whole bunch. And, like, we can also tell, like, that we're keeping their fans. Dude, we have 100% retention almost every month of people, like, that keep coming back for more idiots. And, you know...
It
the universe
good.
Wouldn't be as beautiful of a place as it is without you guys.
Yes.
It just wouldn't be.
So true.
Yeah.
And we appreciate any feedback you guys have. We always love hearing from everybody. So, you know, hit us up at our email, idtu.podcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter. We just got a new Twitter.
Yeah, we did just get a new Twitter.
It's at Idiots Universe.
I hardly even feel like that shudder of shame when you say that anymore.
Mm, I know.
It's almost like it's just a thing now.
It's because you're almost completely dead inside now.
But that last little sliver was hurting for a while.
I know.
It was getting all kind of, you
that
know.
Last little part, it's always the most painful.
It's kind of like restless leg syndrome, but your soul. You know, it just, yeah.
Yeah. Your soul is writhing in agony.
I'm not using it. You know, I'm not using it. I'm just sitting there, but you can kind of feel it kind of twinge like, oh, there's something going on to it.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it felt like when we were signing up for Twitter and getting that going.
Well, it's out there.
It's a raging success. We're up to, like, what, 5 followers now?
Oh, yeah. Big old 5 followers,
yeah,
you know?
5 followers.
It's good. It's good. And
it
soon
is.
To be 10.
It's massive
Soon to
growth.
Be 20.
Soon to be 20.
Yeah, that's 500% more than yesterday.
Yeah. It's been 24 hours.
Yeah, boom.
24-hour anniversary of Twitter, and,
wow.
and you didn't even say anything about that to me.
Well, you know what?
At all.
You know what, Craig?
So
it's
you can take your anniversary shame and just fucking cram it.
It's because
how about that?
The last time we went to your mother's together, you forgot to mention the crocheting, and I will always remember that. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to lean into like the old angry Jewish couple kind of a thing.
Oh, I see. I was like, yeah, you should be thankful I don't mention your crocheting when we're out about.
Yeah. See, that's what you should have said. Well, I want to keep it light. I want to keep it fun for this awesome anniversary episode. I've got some silly things to share with you, Craig. I'm excited for your reaction. I'm excited. And first, I want to ask you your general opinions, your general feelings about Motley Crue. How do you feel about the Motley Crue? The bad boys of rock and roll. The bad cross-dressers of rock and roll. You know, those sure are some dangerous prostitutes in that band.
I don't know. They seem like nice ladies.
They do seem like nice ladies.
But I think they've had a hard time.
Sure.
You know, I don't know. I think they've had a hard time.
What?
I saw Motley Crue in the Theater of Pain tour 1980.
Oh, wow.
8, maybe 87.
Cool.
Somewhere in there. They were a drunken fucking mess for that fucker. You know, Nikki Sixx was a fucking mess in that shit. I mean, Tommy Lee was really the high point of the whole thing, and that was when he first had the drum set would go totally upside down or whatever. That's it didn't come out over the stage yet, but it had done, you know, it was pretty cool. That was cool. They had a really cool like light show and all that stuff. That Theater of Pain thing was cool. Dude, I loved him when I was in eighth grade.
Same.
Seventh grade, I fucking loved him.
Same.
I had a wall poster. I still got the picture disc of the Helter Skelter EP, which is worth a bunch of fucking money.
Oh, damn.
Shout at the Devil, man.
Shout at the Devil. Too Fast for Love is the one that I fucking love. Okay. I mean, that's my favorite. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, they're a good hard rock band.
I think,
you know, those first three albums, especially those first two albums.
I like Dr. Feelgood, too.
Yeah.
There's some good songs on it.
Yeah. There are some good songs on that. But for me, like, MTV ruined that one. It just, they played that, played that too much.
I mean,
Motley Crue is one of those bands that if you go to the Well very many times, you get real fucking tired of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, it's catchy, but it doesn't even have like the legs of like AC/DC. You know what I'm saying? And it's just kind of, you know, I don't know. There's only like a few songs by them that I'm still like Live Wire, Too Fast for Love. Mm.
Shout at the Devil, like this song.
That one even, man.
Shout at the Devil! Man, when I first heard that song, I was like,
me too.
I thought I was being so edgy just listening
me
to
too.
That shit.
I was. I mean, at that time, I was being
edgy.
But
you really were.
Yeah. Oh,
right,
my God.
Because
my mom
new.
Would have caught me like, motherfucker.
Yeah. It's funny, though. It's very interesting seeing their progression. And, you know, that the dirt just came out. Did you watch that?
I have not watched that.
I've watched
a bunch of advertisements for it.
I really
feel like
it.
It's oddly cast and none of them look like any of the people in it, you know, so that kind of threw me off right away. I'm sure they got people that could act rather than the people that look just like those guys. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I read about all that shit in Hit Parader, you know, when that was going on. I mean, they were super big deal. You know, Vince Neil's car crashes. I mean,
I bet
you somewhere in this room, I have got the newspaper clipping of when he got in that car crash and the guitarist of Hanoi Rocks was killed. And
That's fucked up.
You know, it was fucked up. And Motley Crue, they were one of my favorite bands at that point. And like, I thought it was done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was after Shout at the Devil, you know? But of course, you know, I didn't realize at that time that rich people could do whatever they want.
Oh yeah.
You know? So,
no.
You know, it turned out that they came out with a whole bunch. They had still had a great career in front of them.
Yeah.
You know,
or like, we're willing to forgive this, Vince.
But why do you bring that up?
Well, because there is this gold, a little piece of gold that's going around the internet right now. I know that the whole the dirt thing is big. I don't really care much for that. But there is a video of Motley Crue playing Rock in Rio this past year, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Neil's vocals are just something to behold at this point in time.
Uh-huh.
I believe someone, I read a comment saying Vince Neil is now like the grown-up Eric Cartman from South Park. You know? It is pretty incredible, and it is pretty silly, and I just wanted to show you because I got a kick out of it, and I want to see what you think about it. And so here we go. We're going to play this earth-shaking performance.
Do I need to watch it or just listen to
it? I think you should watch it, too.
Just to see the fat, bloated...
Yeah, I think that's probably a key. So why don't you, you know, come over here.
All right, I'm going total Mel Torme with this microphone over here.
Yep.
That looks like a Word document to me.
That's because it is a Word document,
Okay,
Craig.
Okay, sorry.
You know,
sorry, Spencer.
You're very
sorry.
Astute. He's only getting smarter, folks. All right, so here we go. This is it from Rock in Rio. Already, you can see that
Vince is very
red and very round. He is putting his heart into this performance, you know, so you got to appreciate that. But, you know, I'll let it speak for itself.
Okay.
No further ado. The title of this video is Motley Crue Sounds Like Bob Dylan.
Okay, over here we go.
Ready girls, ready now. Oh, yeah. Keep shining.
space in my heart. Right. Trouble in my eye. Looking for another good time. My heart. Right. Yeah. Ready.
Oh my God.
Summer hot, never stop. It'll say, little, the two, rock. Keep summer hot, have a little stop. Baby, oh yeah. Hoogie boy, round the house.
Wow. Oh no.
Oh, you are. And they just flashed this video at the end of, or just a still shot of him just like, on stage. Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I don't know
that?
What's going on there. There's a lot of things going on
there's
there.
There's a lot. Like, I don't understand how, I mean, I'm sure, I know it's possible, but how, because he's playing for like 80,000 people. Yeah. In that show. That's Rock in Rio. That's a huge fucking outdoor show.
Yeah.
That's so many people. Yeah. And they all paid, like, you know, so much money to be there. Who lets that happen? You know what I mean? Like, how many yes men do you have to be surrounded by to walk off the stage after that performance and be like, oh, yeah, good job, Vince. You know, you killed it again, just like your old days, you know? Or, I don't know. Like, I just don't understand
how
something
like that happened.
Are they
saying that, though? I mean, really? Are the other band members saying that?
Probably not. He's probably like, yeah, that felt a little bit rough tonight. But even still, even at that point, I imagine you'd have to be surrounded by, you know, psycho fans in order to even get to be on a stage at that level and just be shrieking like an old lady, you know?
Yeah, well, obviously that's going on, but there's some acknowledgement. I mean, I've never seen Motley Crue tour with female background singers before, you know, so they know that they need some backup in that department.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's about ready to fucking burst.
Exactly.
You know,
he looks like he's about to fucking have a coronary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, that's a bad scene. That's a bad scene. And you can just tell from the crowd, dude, there are no hands up in the air at all.
Right.
There's just like very few.
Yeah. They're like, wait,
the guy that's
standing
right in front of the cameraman, which feels a little staged, has his arms up in the air, but everybody else is just standing.
You know
there.
What? Now that I'm thinking about it, though, now I got to give him props for not lip syncing. Because that sure as hell was not lip syncing. You know what I mean?
That was not lip syncing.
It was not.
That was barely words a lot of the times.
It wasn't
some of that shit was barely words.
I get high don't speed.
I saw one version where they translate it and they put the syllables that he's saying in the bottom. It was like beep beep bop boo bom bee. Like it was just like complete gibberish, you know.
And I didn't recognize any of those songs, so they all must be like,
no, that was
on.
All from Kickstart My Heart.
Oh.
That was like a super cut of all the parts of Kickstart My Heart.
Oh, I guess that is Kickstart My Heart.
Yeah, that was all from the same song.
But the band sounded tight.
The band sounded great. Mick Mars, who has,
is 124
he's 124
now or
and he's shriveling up by the day.
Yes. I mean, seriously, he is just like skin in like hard liquor.
Yeah.
That's all that guy
is. That's a sad situation.
You know, I mean,
but
his bones are like 40% cocaine.
Yeah.
You know?
Did kind of look like a Buckethead, though. You know what I mean? Mm. It looked like when they flashed the guitar player, it almost looked like he had a mask on. Which would make sense
that's
if you're Mick Mars.
That's Mick Mars. Yeah,
okay.
That's for sure him.
Yeah.
No, he's always looked like that, you know.
Yeah. Like a porcelain mask, like a ghost.
Oh, I don't know about that then.
It looked
maybe
like
they
a
do
mask.
Maybe they do have Buckethead. Maybe Mick Mars isn't with them.
Dude, I can't imagine.
Because, I mean, Mick Mars is what now? He's got to be...
I mean, he's not even that
in the
old.
In his 70s?
I don't even know if he's that old, but he has that degenerative...
No, but he was seriously like 20 years older than all of them when they started, too. I mean, he was an old man.
Oh, Jesus, man. Oh, no.
Yeah, he may not be with him.
He's 63.
Oh, 63.
Yeah. But he's got a degenerative condition where his bones are fucked. And it's actually very sad. And he is arguably, I think, the most talented member of that band, musically speaking, you know?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, not like any of them are like fucking savants or geniuses, but I always thought that his like songwriting and everything was like, you know, I got the sense that he maybe because of his condition was like maybe putting a little bit more thought into it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Nikki Sixx was the main songwriter of the band.
Was he really?
Yeah, he wrote all of the lyrics and he wrote most of the songs, I think, maybe in conjunction with a couple of the other ones, but it was always like Nikki Sixx's baby, like throughout.
Gotcha.
You know, Mick Mars was kind of like this old guy that could really play the fucking guitar.
Yeah.
You know, and but I think that like the best stuff is the stuff that's Mick Mars heavy. You know, that he drives the songs, and he does, man. He can play a fucking riff with the very, very fucking best of
them. Oh, yeah.
He definitely gets it moving, and he knows how to fucking rock it. Even in that, it sounded fucking really nice.
Great.
If that's him.
Yeah.
You know, if whoever it is doing it. It was doing like some, you know, that butt rock fucking really nicely.
And all of this is really just more publicity for him, you know?
But it's not good publicity. This is not what you want at the end of your career, dude.
But still,
you know, even like every like bio that they do from now on, like, and then at the end of their career at Rock and Rio, look at this. It looks like, you know, Porky Pig, you know, is fucking being shot out of a steam kettle. It's fucking great.
Yeah, it's messed up, but I really recommend everyone search this. Just search Vince Neil bad singing, just so you can see it for yourself. Obviously, we included the audio, but it's something to behold.
Yeah, you can almost tell how uncomfortable the other people are on stage, too.
They're just like, not I'm happy. Getting paid.
I'm getting through it. Just get through it. Yeah. It was all just like, let's get through it.
So there's that. I thought that would be a nice little fun jaunt. And I also wanted to spring something on you, Craig. Oh, I got a new idea.
Okay.
I got a new segment for you.
Oh, a new segment.
A new segment that I would like to try out. And you know what it's called? It's called Spenny's Hot Take Corner.
Oh, no.
Yep. Spenny's Hot Take.
Oh, wow. What is this involved?
Spenny's Hot Take Corner. Welcome to the corner where I dump out all my steamy hot takes onto unsuspecting chests of the IDTU listeners audience. That's right. These takes are hot and they're fresh. All right. And they're only the most controversial things that are floating around in my head. All right. So get ready to gasp in awe at the offensiveness and the cutting edge virality of my opinions.
Just a couple questions.
We're actually not fielding questions at the moment. This is Spenny's Hot Take Corner.
I know. Before we get going, though.
Okay.
Question one. How is Spenny's Hot Take Corner different than our regular show?
Well, it's different because I'm amping up. I'm amping up the hotness of these takes. Okay, these takes are lava hot.
All right,
they're boiling.
And then what are the parameters of my behavior for this segment?
The parameters for your behavior are just general silence.
I had a feeling with the title there.
No. I'm allowed to agree. No, yes, you're allowed to agree and nod silently. No, I would actually like your opinions on these hot takes.
How many takes?
I've just got three. I'm gonna do three every time. Okay.
Okay.
And they're quick.
Okay.
So my first one, something I don't care for, something I don't really like too much. You know, something that I kind of wish would go away. You know what that is? Hate.
What?
I don't really care for hate very much, Craig.
Okay.
Yeah, think about that. You know, that's not something you hear very much. Someone just going out and be like, you know what? You know what I don't care for? Hate. You know what's not allowed in my hot take corner? Hate. Hate of any kind. You can take your hatred and you can keep on walking, good sir, because that is not allowed here.
All right. Well, the only
issue, we don't like your hatred here.
The only issue I would have with that hot take is the illusion that it's an original one.
It's very original, Craig.
See, that's the only problem.
It's very original.
That's the only problem I see with it.
I made a sign, Craig, and I put it on my
lawn. Does it say stop hate?
It says stop hate. Okay. And I put it on my lawn, and now everyone knows that I'm a controversial guy. I'm not afraid to say what I think.
That's awesome, Spence. Mm-hmm. And I'll bet you it's going to really catch on as you drive around town for the next like couple months. You're probably going to see a lot more signs of people that saw your sign and made their own sign.
Good. That's what
all
I want.
Over
That's
now
what
that you're
I want.
Looking for it.
I think I get a tattoo of like the word hate and then like a crossed out hate, you know, because boy does hate sure make me mad.
Okay. I don't feel like, okay.
Hey, all right. Hot take number two.
Okay.
I have a general respect for the LGBTQ community.
Oh.
No, before you start disagreeing with me, Craig, I know not a lot of people are willing to say this right now. This is a very controversial opinion, but you know what? I think the LGBTQ community deserves respect.
Okay.
And I'm not afraid to say it. I think, you know what? I would even go as far as to say it's completely normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about that hot take?
Yeah, that's on fire, Spencer.
That's right. That's how we keep them in Spenny's Hot Take Corner, okay? All of these takes are very controversial. They're cutting edge.
Okay.
You know?
They are.
LGBTQ people, that's fine with me. Gay, lesbian, cool, whatever. That's
okay.
Cool with me.
Great.
That's my hot take.
Okay.
All right, hot take number three. Hot take number three.
Oh, I can't wait.
Christopher Columbus. Not a very nice guy.
Oh.
Not a very nice guy.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he was too much of a nice guy. You know,
okay.
I think he was probably more of a meanie.
A meanie.
Yeah.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? I even think we should change it from Columbus Day to meanie day. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's,
You know what? You can't silence me, Craig. You can't silence these hot takes. I know they're steamy and stinky.
You're under the impression that I've been trying to silence you by having you co-host my podcast with me. That's the sign.
That's the sign
of the oppressor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is to share.
I know.
Share
I can see it
platform.
In your eyes. You're trying to silence me, you know?
Okay. Another question about Spenny's hot takes. Okay.
Okay.
Now I feel just from the way that you have so-called amped it up and the mischievous, like, gleeful giggling that goes on.
I don't know what you're talking
about,
Craig.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Yeah, that's going on almost constantly when you're not dishing out your next take. I feel like there is some sort of, like, sub-agenda to these hot takes that absorbing the cleverness.
There's no agenda.
There's no
to
agenda.
These takes other than just
these are just things that have occurred.
I'm unfiltered,
to Spencer.
Man.
You're just
I'm just being extra unfiltered,
okay.
Baby. You know, I'm taking the gloves off.
Uh-huh.
I'm not pulling any punches. You know, and this is my time to shine at Spenny's Hot Take Corner.
Can I ask what you were doing like in life just right before you came up with the idea of Spenny's Hot Takes as a new segment?
Well, you know,
what was going on
I
that
was
day?
Actually walking what by was? This by this shop down the street. It's called Serenity Shop or something like that.
Okay. Yeah,
it's right down the street
from
our studio.
Yeah.
And I saw a sign in their window that said it's had the word hate and then crossed out. And
they
I was
don't like it.
They
don't like,
they
it
don't like hate.
Either.
And
they
you know what?
Like
good for them. That's because
okay.
That's a hot controversial opinion. You know, ooh, hate is bad.
Yeah,
you know, and I agree, you know, and I'm not afraid to say that I agree. And then they also had a thing that said all orientations and races and LGBTQ welcome here. And I was like, god damn, they're just not stopping with these hot takes. And you know what, it gave me the courage to stand up. You know, to stand
and
up and
join
to,
with them
and join them and tell people what I think, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it takes a lot of guts
I
for me to do this.
Already. What was the third hot take?
Christopher Columbus, not such a nice guy.
So what did they have in their window that?
That was my own that I just kind of kept thinking. I was like, what's another like really controversial opinion that I have?
Uh-huh.
You know, something that's really going to make people's blood boil.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's like Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. He wasn't that nice.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't. He was, you know, he was kind of a mean guy.
Yeah.
You know, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, you know, he wasn't very nice to those ladies.
Okay.
You know,
no, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Sure.
Spencer.
Sure.
You're finally coming clean with what you think about things.
It took a lot, man. It really took a lot of courage.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to I just want to pat myself on the back right
now. This is a weird segment. Yeah.
It is not a weird segment, Craig.
Yeah,
it is me standing up for what I believe in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
These are difficult things to really take a stance on,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, this feels weird. This feels weird.
No.
All right, so are we done with it now?
The hot take. I mean, unless you want to try to keep suppressing me in my
No, in I'm my on opinions. Board. I think I'm on board with all of those.
Okay, cool.
You know? I mean, I don't really know. I can't really speak to Christopher Columbus's, like, actual demeanor at any point. You know, I just...
Yeah, I don't think he was very nice. I'm saying.
Things didn't work out real well for him, you know, or for anybody that was related to that in the years to come.
Yeah. Probably because he wasn't a very nice guy.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he was charming or if he was whatever, you know, I don't know about that.
See, that's a hot take right there.
No, I don't know. Can't be a hot take.
That's a hot take.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a spicy hot take.
No, I mean, I guess that is a little bit because I think you are supposed to kind of hate Columbus now, right? You're supposed to not hate because hate is bad.
Yeah, wait.
But he's a meanie. We got to say that Columbus is a meanie. We love him. We love him because we love everybody because hate is
Instead of Columbus Day, we're going to call it Sriracha Appreciation Day.
Yeah, I don't think that's like a lot of Spain and a lot of those places are going to go for that.
I don't give a shit about Spain. That's my next hot take. Fuck Spain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Okay.
Yeah, just Spain.
No, I like Spain. We got a lot of... We got a
fuck
lot,
Spain,
we got
a, you know?
We got listeners in Spain.
Oh, well, you know what? Like those? Fuck those people.
And we like them.
No.
Yeah.
No, you. If you're out there and you're from Spain, you can go... You can go get bent.
All right.
You know?
All right. That's enough of this segment.
I'm sorry.
Segment.
I'm all amped up from the hot take corner, segment. Man. I'm all amped up.
I don't like fucking social justice Spencer at all.
Hey. Well, this is going to be a recurring segment because now the lid's off, my friend.
Uh-huh.
The lid's off the bottle.
Uh-huh.
The bottle of lava hot sauce. All right. And it's going to be just spraying over everyone, squirting in people's eyes, you know?
What's weird about this segment is it's kind of like you making fun of you saying things that you really do believe, though. You know, like, because you are, like, a hateful person.
Don't try to analyze me,
Craig.
You know,
and you aren't, like, prejudiced against anybody that I've ever seen. Because, I mean, seriously, we had the parade of fucking humanity come through that store. And you were fucking nicer than me to most of them. You know, so, like, you are kind of all that stuff. But yet, it's kind of this, I don't know, it's like the meta. We're like at meta. Maybe you've just transcended to the next level of hipster.
I'm on the next level of meta.
You might have just broken through.
I think
people.
I did.
Yeah, this might be the next thing where they ironically believe in the thing that they originally believed in the first part.
I don't know what you're talking about with all this stuff. Yeah, I just have controversial opinions.
And then deny it. But they feel like, yeah.
Hmm.
No, I mean, I also think that that's great that you are now part of like that majority that feels like they are rebelling against another majority. And that's an interesting thing, you know, like it's an imaginary. You know, you're going to have a lot of
I've got a lot more hot
your
takes
social,
coming.
Your social book just opened in a big way.
That's right.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I'm a champion of the people. You know,
I love it.
I'm not afraid.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So on that note, we really appreciate everyone listening to the anniversary, 1 year anniversary of Idiots Discuss the Universe. We super fucking appreciate anyone coming through.
And we're sorry. We're sorry.
Craig's sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry.
We're sorry. I still don't know what to think of that. I feel like something happened there and I'm not sure what it was.
Well, you can listen back and decide for yourself.
Yeah,
but
no.
I'm not sorry. I'm unapologetic with my opinions.
I think
hate is bad.
I think I'm being fucked with somehow here. I'm not sure.
No, I don't like hate, you know, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Did we already promo ourselves to this episode? Did we already tell everybody about all of
that? I just promoed myself in the bathroom.
Yeah, I know. I know you did promo. Thank you so much. That's why we buy that spray stuff that you see right next to it. Oh, Lord. Yeah. We'll probably have to clean that room with fire later.
Okay.
Did we already tell everybody about like our Spotify and all that sort of stuff too?
I don't think we did. We're on Spotify.
Because we got a bunch of new people. Yeah, they may not know about the Spotify playlists, and then that's a different thing than where they listen to us on Spotify.
Right. If you search Idiots Discuss the Universe on Spotify, you'll see a user profile. Mm. And if you click on that user profile, there's a bunch of playlists. Mm. And within all these playlists are all the songs that we review on Hit or Shit. There's the Old Gold playlist where we go back and take a deep dive into some old cuts and classics. And then there's a few more customized ones that Craig and I have made. So if you're ever running out of stuff to listen to, you know, you want to stop listening to us jabber, you can go listen to the music that we review.
Yeah. So no, it's fun. That? It's all up to date, too. I checked last night or something.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, relatively recently. Mm-hmm. Oh, and before we continue with our own self-promotion, I wanted to shout out to one of our friends here in Portland is going to have a photography show starting tomorrow, Spenny.
Oh.
Dustin.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so he's out at P's and Q's up there on 13th and Deakin in... Northside Portland, Northeast Portland. So
very cool.
Starting up tomorrow.
A photography exhibition.
Yeah, street photography. Yeah.
Very cool.
So I guess it's running for a month and it starts tomorrow.
Oh, good
Everything
for him.
Everything is very economically priced. So for the art collectors, people that like a nice something to hang where they can look at it, that's the place to go.
Good for you, Dustin. Keep killing it, man.
Yeah, so keep get your asses out there
if you're
in the Portland area.
Yeah, if you like photography, go visit him. He's a very nice guy. Yeah. Very cool guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know if he's going to be there the whole month, like, tending.
He's going to be chained to the wall the whole time.
He will be there, lonely guard, Dustin, guarding his prince all day.
24-7.
Yes. Bring him sandwiches.
Yes.
No, he's not probably going to be there watching them all the time, but... You know, he is a nice guy.
He is.
But don't get your hopes up because he's probably not going to have time
for your ass. He's an elusive one. The elusive Dustin.
Yes. No, he doesn't have time for your ass. But, you know, go buy some of his fucking photos and, he'll definitely cash some of your fucking checks. That's for sure.
Hell yeah.
God damn it.
Right on.
Alrighty. So let's keep going. We got like Twitter now. That's something. Did we already mention
Twitter?
That?
We did mention it at the top, but let's mention it again.
Oh,
Follow us on
it's
Twitter.
So fun.
Oh, it's popping. And Craig's gonna be throwing out his own hot takes onto Twitter, you know? So it's gonna be great. Yeah, he's wincing right now.
This has been an episode of disappointments.
No, it's not. This has been a glorious episode. Well, I think that's fitting for our anniversary.
I do too. Yeah. So we got other things too. Gmail, idtu.podcast@gmail.com. Write us, tell us how wonderful we are, how awful we are.
Yeah.
Send us
photos.
If you
disagree with any of my hot takes, you know, let me know.
Let us know.
Yeah.
We'll turn you
fucking in. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate for that.
Spencer's going to turn you in so quick to whoever he can turn you into.
Oh, I'll turn you into the police. The PC police.
Those are worse than the regular police.
No, they are worse.
Yeah.
They're not bound by law.
They are not bound by law. And then what else? There's always one other thing. No, we're not really on the Instagram right now.
Well, I mean, it's still around, but, you know, we're taking a break from that shit.
Yeah.
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 We're kind of just saying, you know, fuck Instagram a little bit. I mean.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
We'll probably get over it.
Well, we'll get over it. But, you know, it's just kind of a cesspool right now, so.
Yeah.
We're taking a
I just
break
wish
from that.
There was an alternate, you know? I just want choice.
Well, that's we're trying to Twitter. We're going to see what the deal is with Twitter.
I wish there was a true alternative. Though.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. But you know what? It hasn't been slowing us down. It hasn't been slowing the IDTU down.
No, everybody.
We don't need them.
No, we don't need it.
You know?
It's wonderful what
Our
we're doing.
Our fan base
here.
Is growing organically by the day.
Yeah.
And
by
we
the
couldn't
day.
Be happier
by
with it.
By the day.
It's
yeah,
awesome.
We couldn't be happier. Thank you so much.
And we got a
much.
Lot of cool stuff coming for you guys in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on to your hats, bitches.
That's right. Because there's a wind blowing.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.